Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you are listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, probably the best podcast in all of Texas, and probably the only one I've ever heard of. So crank it up and enjoy.
Hey, this is Bret the Hitman Hart, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Hey, this is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio, taking you to the extreme.
Hi, this is Booker T, WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio. Now can you dig that, sucker?
Live from La Cocina Studios, it's 170th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Travis.
This is Chris.
And we also have Porsche working behind the scenes for all you people watching on YouTube, where you can interact and say stuff to us live and in Technicolor. Say hi, Porsche.
Hi, Porsche.
Yay! We have another episode. We have a pay-per-view coming up this weekend. Fastlane. The Fastlane on the road to WrestleMania. You get it? They have a little dad joke in there somewhere.
That was the worst way to end Raw last night.
Was it?
Yeah?
How did they end Raw? What happened?
Braun Strowman against The Big Show.
Blech. Okay, what happened?
You just said it.
Yeah,
but what happened in the match?
Doesn't matter. No one...
They built up this, like, the two towers actually facing off for, like, 30 seconds, and then the rest of the Wyatt family just came in, boop, 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 and that was, like, it.
Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was the actual ending to Raw. Like, I lost track of time. I was kind of dozing off, trying to force myself to be awake, and then I was like, wait. This was ending Raw. It was very bizarre.
It didn't feel like a go-home show for Fastlane.
No, it didn't.
No, because the go-home show is SmackDown.
No.
Yeah. We'll get to find out if AJ is going to wrestle Y2J after all. Match numero tres.
What do you mean? He is going to fight him. Wait, what's...
The promo in the ring for Raw. Right. AJ's like, Jericho's like, you know what?
Oh, because it was last... It was this past week that he fought.
Jericho. Yeah, he's talking about the rubber match is supposed to happen at Fastlane.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Jericho's like, you know what? I'll let you know on Thursday, which is basically tonight.
That's how professional does it.
Yeah. Makes you wait.
Yeah, man, wait for it. Yeah.
Fastlane, pick something.
What are we doing?
Predictions.
Okay, you need to let us know about these things.
Yeah. He did. He said it was a prediction.
All
right. Fastlane. Because it's on the road to WrestleMania, cheap hop. Yeah.
You have the card?
Pre-show.
He has all the shit written down and where we heard it.
Right, yeah.
Thumbs pre-show. Del Rio versus... Well, that's the way you like it. Del Rio versus Kalisto. 2 out of 3 falls for the American title.
Wait. Pre-show?
Pre-show.
This is on the pre-show. Pre-show. 2 out of 3 falls.
Pre-show.
U.S. title.
He's telling me that I need to separate it down. Pre-show! Fourth time. I had to say it.
There you go.
Oh.
That was a little bit too hard.
Anticipation level, Travis.
Well, considering it's a 2 out of 3 falls match, and it's on the pre-show, which means I'm probably not going to watch it anyways, probably like a 4.
Mm.
I've seen this match. I've already seen this match. I don't need to see it 2 to 3 more times.
Yeah.
In the same night.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with about a 6. It could have been higher if it wasn't for the fact that we've seen it a bunch of times already.
I'd go for a 6.2. It would be a little higher if it was actually on the card
and not on the pre-show.
But this isn't out of the ordinary for them to do a title match on a pre-show. They used to do it all the time.
True, but I don't know. This one feels like it should have been on the actual show itself, in my mind.
Well,
especially if you're going to throw a gimmick on it, 2 out of 3 falls.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things where. The card that we're talking about right now, it doesn't feel that stacked. So why take a title match out of it?
Yeah.
Here's what we're getting instead on the main roster, because I guess we're just going to skip over everything else. Fuck it. Big Show, Ryback, Kane versus Harper, Rowan, and the quicker picker-upper, Braun Strowman. That's on the main card, and they're pushing a title match 2 out of 3 falls on the pre-show.
You know, I mean, dude, I didn't even care about what was going on Raw. I haven't cared about the Wyatts. I haven't cared about the big guys that are supposed to be taking. Like, I don't care about any of this.
And they're force-feeding it to us, basically.
At least
Strowman.
I'm going to go with, like, a 3. That's low for me.
Oh, for the 6-man tag?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's 6 out of -6. That's, I don't care. Which means my prediction, I don't care about a prediction who wins. The Wyatts are going to win.
Hey, Chris.
0.
That's the best you can do. 0. Yeah. Well, okay, let's... We're bummy. It sounds like we're like depressed or whatever, and I'm sure the listeners are getting irritated. So why don't we turn this around a little bit? Yeah, that title match is going to be on the pre-show. We're going to get a bad six-man tag. There's also another title match on there, Intercontinental title. We have a new champ that came out from Raw. It started off the show, Ambrose in a promo with Stephanie,
mm-hmm.
And she put him in a five-way.
Yeah, that one chick.
Yeah, her, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, she's going places. She put him in a five-way match for the Intercontinental.
Sorry. Chris just took a drink out of my cup.
Yeah. And then he put his saliva-filled sip and put it into your drink. So now all of your drink is now floating in your...
Well, joke's on him. I've been sick all week, so...
If anybody needs a time off, President's Day. I'm not getting overtime this week anyway.
It's true. What was I saying?
I don't know. Something about the title match.
Oh, yeah.
And the Intercontinental.
Chris had to turn it on to himself.
Yeah.
Owens is the new winner.
Yay! Owens versus Ziggler.
On the care meter, 1 to 10, how much do you care that Owens is champion again?
About an 8.
Really?
Yeah, I like Owens. No, I like when he has a title.
Probably a 6 for me. I'm more... It affects me more for what happens with Ambrose now that he's not the champ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure we'll get into that here in a second.
Yeah.
If we have some kind of order that we're going with Chris.
Fuck
that. Yeah.
Why did we start letting him take
I have no idea. You're dropping the ball big time, Chris.
It's been a long day. We were supposed to be on the air 20 minutes ago.
All right, next. Okay. Come on.
Oh, shit. We're not doing anything.
Unless you want to say something about this match.
Owens is winning. That's my prediction.
Okay. Owens is winning. I predict Owens is winning, too. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
He just got the title. He's not losing it to Ziggles.
Of all people.
Yeah.
Cutting Edge Peep Show.
Okay. When I first heard... Oh, man, the New Day's going to be on the Cutting Edge Peep Show. Yeah, this is going to be awesome. This is going to be cool. I can't wait for SmackDown. Wait, this is on the pay-per-view? What? I'm kind of disappointed that we're not going to have New Day fighting somebody. And it kind of looked like they maybe had a direction with the Usos and The Rock. And now they're going to be on the Cutting Edge on the pay-per-view with, you know, just to talk? What? Huh? I don't know. I don't know where this is going.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the... Okay. One thing I've said before about New Day is, oh, they're entertaining.
Yes. Very entertaining.
I fast forward through the matches.
No.
It doesn't bother... You know, so whether they are doing a promo in the ring or wrestling, they're still going to have some kind of attention onto themselves. And with it being the last show before WrestleMania, I would assume the safe bet is this promo, this segment... is going to set up something for WrestleMania.
I would hope so.
Yeah, I would definitely hope so.
Yeah. I don't know what, and why have that type of segment
again,
on the
it's just with
show.
The title match being on a pre-show before, they've done talking segments like this on pre-show.
Let me guess, the premiere of the show that reeks of awesomeness on the network in a week?
No, that debuts at night.
Debuts at night, there you go.
Yeah. Later
that
night,
and that's
yeah.
why they got their own segment. Hey, by the way, everybody that's watching us, stick around after the pay-per-view for our show.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
Two. My anticipation level for it's at a 2.
Well, even though it's still Edge and Christian going to be saying stuff with the New Day.
It's not going to be anything... To me, it's not going to be anything special.
No?
I don't think. Unless they got something very big planned, but... Because I don't understand how this is going to tie into what I was saying about earlier. How this is going to affect WrestleMania. Usos? I mean, I don't know where else you can go. Oh!
Let's take this off the table, because some people will just see things at face value. There's no way in hell Edge and Christian are wrestling the Usos.
Oh, no.
The New Day at WrestleMania.
No.
For any kind of money.
No.
There's no way.
What about this scenario? Edge and Christian bring out Enzo and Cass.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah. For those of you listening on podcast form, you did not see the facial orgasm Chris just had. Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah.
The width of the Lincoln Tunnel.
Yes. Yeah. This is why you should be watching on YouTube. Yeah. See that ugly mug.
And a stupid faux heart.
Yeah. They should have tuned up, you know, these sides right here. Terrible. That's if it can't, it went, oh.
Brie versus Charlotte for the Polly Pocket title.
Well, I kind of was like, all right, this is going to be a decent enough match. But now I really don't care because Brie on Good Morning America said she's going to, you know, be going. So I guess that means she's not going to be having any title wins. Or if she does have a title win, it's going to be short-lived, and why give it to her just so that she could leave? So, it's like, whatever.
Can I say what I told you last night about a good possibility?
Share!
A good scenario.
And what is that?
Prediction. Brie wins the title.
Okay.
She retires the next night on Raw with the belt. With the Divas belt.
Oh!
New tournament or whatever for the return of the women's title. The one thing that I've been harping on for ever since they started the revolution.
And Sasha wins it at Mania.
There you go.
And then the next night on Raw, Bayley debuts.
You had me with that. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, that would be my prediction for...
Your prediction or your wishful thinking?
No, that's my prediction.
Oh, look at you.
I never said
that's
I was...
That's a bold prediction.
I don't give a damn. I never said I was Nostradamus or whatever the case may be. That's just what I...
Nostra Travis.
That's like a t-shirt.
Nostradamus.
No.
Yeah.
My anticipation level's at a zero. I really don't give a shit about Brie Bella.
Why?
This goes back to character development. The last time they had an opportunity...
What is a Brie Bella?
Yeah. When they had something credible to do with Brie Bella, when Nikki turned and joined Stephanie McMahon, and then Brie, like 6 months later, went back to being Nikki's little bitch, that was it. Like, there's no... I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you're going to suddenly try to mooch whatever is left of the popularity of Daniel Bryan so you can try to get along the next couple of weeks. I don't care. Like, it's... I don't care about this match. And Charlotte's just... Ugh. Something about Charlotte's just not working with me as champ. The whole, again, ever since they flip-flopped at the last minute about faces and heels with Paige, like, I don't care about Charlotte. Like, I want, the second Sasha wins the title, that's when I'm caring about the women's division.
So you're not digging Charlotte as a heel right now?
No.
I kind of am, because I feel like a lot of people aren't liking her, which is what you should be when you're a heel. I think she's doing a good job at being disliked.
But it's cheap, though.
I don't like her. It's not that I don't like her because she's a heel. I just don't like... I don't have an interest in her heel character right now.
Okay.
There's a difference.
Okay.
It's cheap heat when you have to have the dirtiest player in the game come out with you.
Every time.
Yeah. And it makes it look
who's
like...
Who's also beloved, though, so that's kind of hard to...
Then turn on your daughter, then.
No, she needs to turn on him. She needs to...
I could do this on my own. I don't need my daddy. I'm better than him. I'm better than you. I'm better than everybody in this arena.
Oh, and then she comes out with her true Dusty Rhodes accent. Oh, it's a what? Big Jerry. It's a very big Jerry Springer.
You're not my daddy. Yeah. Dusty was my daddy, baby.
It was me all along.
Speaking of women, Sasha and Becky against Naomi and Tamina.
Wait, that's happening on the pay-per-view?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Travis, your anticipation level while he looks for fleas in his beard.
Six. Possibly. Yeah. That's pushed. That's being great.
I'm at a 6 too.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a match on SmackDown?
Yeah.
That you wanted to nominate as match of the week candidate?
Yeah, there was a
you
match.
You couldn't remember the fighters though.
Right.
Do you remember them now?
Yeah, it was Sasha and Naomi.
There you go.
Yeah. It was a good match. I liked it.
Defend yourself. Why is it a match of the week candidate?
I felt like even though it was just a match on SmackDown, which again, ROH syndrome, where it's just like, we're just going to throw you out there. I felt like they tried to make it important. They tried to make it worth something. Like, this was the breakup match of Team Bad that they needed to have had as the focus of the storyline of the breakup of Team Bad. Even though it was just like some throwaway on SmackDown. Like, it could have been on the pay-per-view. It could have been like building of and the resolution of that storyline. Because they really kind of put a lot to it. You know, they did a lot of back and forth. Both Sasha and Naomi were very intense on their offense. Like, they really disliked each other and they really wanted to, you know, get the win. But, Damn it, Mauro. Ugh. Mauro Ranallo, man, that dude, he just made it. He made it seem like it was actually important. And I felt like it was an important match.
You started the conversation saying that you felt like it was a throwaway match on SmackDown. And then you ended that comment.
No. Like, it could have been. You know? Like, that's what WWE set it up to be. But when they were starting to wrestle in there, they were wrestling as though it wasn't.
Why would they set it up to be? I mean, they're furthering the plot.
I know, but it's like typical WWE. They're like, whatever. Let's just throw this BS match on SmackDown. And they're
not throwing it on SmackDown just for the sake of putting it together. They're advancing the storyline of the tag match that they're going to have to do.
That's why Becky was on commentary, which that was a downfall for me, actually, because as much as I like Becky, her on commentating was really just...
I don't care how attractive you are. That accent, it's a...
It's not even the accent. She's just... I don't know, when she's trying to get stuff out and get points across. I don't know. She's just... And plus the accent.
Regardless, match the week candidate for you.
Yeah.
Okay. Your anticipation level for the tag match, for the pay-per-view?
About an 8.
Prediction?
Yeah. I actually think Team Bat's going to win this.
Really?
Yeah. And that's going
to... I agree.
That's going to piss off Sasha. She's going to attack... Becky, and she's gonna attack Team Bad, and she's just gonna be mad, and everybody's gonna go separate ways.
I like it.
Ooh.
He tapped it.
Gotta throw a boner every now and then.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Okay, well, for me, I'll go opposite. I'll say that the faces are gonna go over.
Becky and Sasha will win. Man.
Hey, there was a... Before... We're going to take a break here from this for a second, but the Dudleys. Last Monday.
Damn Dudleys.
Yeah, when they turned on the Usos. SmackDown, you watched it.
Yep.
You did not.
I missed it.
God. Dude. If there was a segment of the week, that promo with...
I heard he went full bully.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
This time, but he had the assistance of... What would be the equivalent of a bully D-Von? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, D-Von on D-Von? Raw was laying it in pretty good on his end.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as what Bully was doing.
Yeah. Bully's just... He's had the time to refine his heel persona by himself.
But on SmackDown, they made it a point to... Say that before the promo even started, they had all these tables all the way around the ring. And he says, you like these tables? You like to chant, we want tables? Guess what? You're never going to hear that again. You're never going to get the chance. We're never going to have that opportunity for you. He calls out all these stagehands to take out all the tables. And he left a one in there in the middle of the ring. And he says, D-Von, get the... And he stopped right there. And he took the table and got out of the ring. It was brilliant. Oh, God.
It was good. It was really good.
The one thing that they get cheered for more than anything is the tables. Mm-hmm. And they took it away from everybody.
That's perfect.
Yeah. I love that.
Because that reinforces D-Von's promo on Raw that they're not a nostalgia act. They're not a relic. So taking that away from them, they can actually, if they're going to stick around, they can forge a new...
That's kind of like what D-Von was saying on Raw. Bubba was saying that on SmackDown, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And he was saying, we didn't come back here to be nostalgic, pretty much. We came here to add to our legacy.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Yeah.
So how are they going to add to their legacy at Fastlane?
Screw it. Beat the shit out of the New Day.
I'm more concerned about what happened at the end of Raw.
Oh, in the middle of Raw. I saw that. Yeah. That was towards the middle.
Was it?
Yeah.
I was thinking that the main event stuff was at the end of Raw.
Yeah.
I get the next stuff.
Oh, silly you.
I know. Crazy. Crazy stuff. Crazy. But, when they came out and attacked Roman.
Yeah.
When he was getting the face of Paul Heyman.
Right.
So, I think you were on the same page with me. We kind of took that as, they're ECW boys.
Mm-hmm.
Paulie Dangerously boys.
Yeah.
That's the only connection I can find of why they'd be attacking Roman. Mm-hmm. Do y'all have a different guess or anything?
That's my best guess. That's all I can
Now, on think. SmackDown, we're going to get Dudley's versus Roman and Ambrose. So... I don't know what's going to come out after that. It's probably just a one-off match.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm interested. I have now a peaked interest in the Dudleys once again.
Yay! Good job.
Yeah. Enough to wipe away all the losses from the last couple of months from your memory?
Yes, starting forward. They reset it.
So what if they lose on tonight against Roman and Dean?
It's the two biggest faces. If they lose against them, it's not a big deal.
They're going to lose against Roman and Dean.
It depends on what happens after this. Where they go with the characters after SmackDown.
Because if they're just the replacements for henchmen, if they're just henchmen, then I'm not going to be okay with it. You know, if they're Paul Heyman's version of the League of Nations, you know, like, no. I'm not going to care.
Yeah.
But Roman turns heel and becomes a new Paul Heyman guy with the Dudleys underneath, that's a decent group of henchmen.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen. Come on. Come on!
Is there anything else before the main event stuff?
They've been flirting with it for weeks. The SmackDown, they're pretty much going to announce it. Round 3, AJ versus Y2J.
Yeah.
You guys had to complain earlier, I don't want to see Kalisto versus Del Rio 5, 6, 7 more times on the pre-show. This is the third time in like 3 weeks that we're getting
AJ
versus Jericho. Do you guys have that same sentiment?
Not yet, but only because we've seen it twice, and AJ's won one, Jericho's won one. So it's like, okay.
It's the same old rubber band booking that WWE likes to do. Even Steven booking, I should say.
Yeah.
That being said, the match they had on SmackDown, was it SmackDown?
Yeah, they opened up with a tag match, and then they ended it one-on-one.
The one-on-one match, that's a match of a candidate for me. It's not my pick, but it is a candidate.
I'd agree that that's a candidate as well.
I did like the tag team match that Axl Rose and Curtis Axel, they call themselves Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Nice little touch there.
Yeah.
Jericho's commentary work during the AJ Miz match.
That was great.
Made my anticipation level for round 3 a 10.
Wow. A 10, you say? Travis, what were you?
I didn't say.
What are you?
8.
I'll go with about an 8. But okay, 10. Defend yourself.
Dude, I think it's Jericho's practice behind a mic like this doing his podcast.
Yeah.
He's finally... He always sounded like he was a character, even when he would cut his promos and he would do the singing voice, "Rise, Jericho!" The promo, he actually sounded like himself, like he was comfortable, like he knew what he was doing under his own skin. And he, like, put AJ over as a threat.
Yeah.
As a big deal, not like this, like just like every other Muppet that's been on the roster. Like, he made this match credible. He made it feel like, I need to beat him 2 out of 3 so that I can feel like I'm still worthy of being on the roster, basically. And the little cheap shots at AJ were kind of funny, too.
Okay, so it's not official yet, but are we guessing that that's going to be a match on the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Okay, so if that's the case, if that is going to be a match, Jericho versus AJ, what's your predictions?
AJ.
Okay, yeah.
Jericho puts people over. He got his win in. He's even making him look even better. And he's already kind of got this respect for AJ. He even said it on commentary. I respect him. Doesn't necessarily mean I like him. He's good. Doesn't necessarily mean he's great. That's what all this is about. It's about earning Jericho's respect. Jericho passing the torch. Jericho doing what he's done for everybody else on the effing roster. Hell, he laid down for Fandango at WrestleMania. Yeah, he's laying down for AJ.
Yeah, I agree.
Main event time!
Da, 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 da.
Lesnar, Reigns, Ambrose. Go.
7? About a 7. My prediction is Roman's going to win. Roman's going to continue to do all the stuff that WWE has been having him do. And he's going to go and fight WrestleMania against Triple H.
That's your prediction. What do you want to see after last night's Raw? Basically, after this whole buildup up to last night's Raw, what do you want
to
see?
I'd like to see Dean get it. I'd like to see Dean get in there and get a shot, be the unlikely guy, and have him go and face Triple H.
What's your prediction, and then what do you want?
Well, after what happened on Raw, with Ambrose losing the title, and the last two solid weeks of them putting over Ambrose as a threat, my prediction and what I want to happen is Ambrose is going to win.
Okay. So that's both. That's one of the same. Your prediction and what you want.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Wishful Thinking.
The safe bet is Roman Reigns.
It's the safe bet, yeah.
But fuck it.
For once, Brock isn't the safe bet? What the hell?
My prediction is Brock.
Okay.
There's been so much crap the last couple of days about what they wanted to do with him and Strowman or him with the Wyatt family that they that the backlash from the fans, they might have just gotten on that dry erase board 2 weeks before Fastlane and just went and just like decided to put something different. And the fact that they haven't put all this emphasis on Brock, that he's just like the muscle in this whole weird, that he's like this, he's like third in this storyline, maybe even fourth compared to Triple H and Stephanie or Heyman. My prediction is Brock, but I'm with you guys. Is what I want to see something refreshing is Ambrose against Triple H.
The reason I'm going with that, again, going back to the booking of what they've been doing with Ambrose, especially losing that title. I don't know if it's a red herring.
Yeah.
But I can just picture it. Him winning the match, either after Fastlane or even after WrestleMania. Fuck it. Let's just say that he actually wins the title at WrestleMania. Just forward shooting here.
All right.
Either be after Fastlane or WrestleMania, once he gets on the top, Reigns gets jealous and gets envious, and he turns on Ambrose.
Mm.
And that's... The heel Reigns is there.
Yeah.
All it takes is a catalyst.
Yeah.
And your best, you know, friend or brother or whatever, you know, if you get that itty-bitty tinge of jealousy, it's gonna flip the switch on you.
Mm-hmm. Here's my rebuttal. Who's the number one babyface on your roster if you tune Roman heel?
Dean.
Yeah, Dean.
You guys think he's ready?
Sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't
think behind him.
I wouldn't think so 2 months ago, even a month ago.
Yeah.
But they have been doing a solid job of getting him over.
Yeah.
And it's working for me.
Yeah.
So yeah. I can see him being the face.
I mean, who else? Who else?
Who?
I just feel like it's the safe bet because WWE's been adamant on doing things their way. And as much as we refused, and they gave us Bryan at WrestleMania 30, as much as we refused, they still gave us freaking Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns and 31, and they didn't pull the trigger then. All signs point to Roman is leaving WrestleMania 32 with the title.
All right, so basically it's going to be Roman versus Triple H, right?
Yeah.
Where does that leave Brock and Dean? Does that leave them having a match at Mania just for shits and giggles? Where does that leave
for Brock? For number one contender, maybe.
Really? Okay.
Maybe. No, they're not going to have a number one contender match at Mania. This is too forward thinking right now because they can change, yeah, change everything up before then. So
I would like to think between Fastlane and the first Raw right after Fastlane, we'll already get a pretty decent view of where the pieces are going to fall for Mania.
Oh, well, yeah. It's the last pay-per-view before. It damn well needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Portia. Mm-hmm. Did we have any people say anything on the live chat on YouTube that's of note?
Well, people are thinking about having either, now that Owens is the champ, maybe having Owens versus AJ at Mania because Owens was the one that eliminated him from Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
There's also people thinking about AJ versus Jericho versus Miz at WrestleMania because Miz might interfere at Fastlane.
You know what? That's a good point because a lot of this has had a lot to do with Miz.
Unfortunately. You
know, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. What do you think? Do you think that would hinder the passing of the torch from Jericho to AJ if Miz fluffs it all up?
Well, if that's going to be the case, if that's in the third match before we get a final victory, then yeah. Miz comes out and causes problems. No. If in a three-way match, if it comes to be, if Styles still pins or makes Jericho tap out, it's got to be on Jericho.
Yeah.
As long as Miz isn't a factor on the pin,
yeah,
or the outcome, it won't matter.
Okay.
It'll make AJ look even better if he's able
because to... he beat both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no torch passing here. AJ's going over on Jericho at Fastlane. That's all the torch passing I need. AJ could wrestle anybody at WrestleMania. It really doesn't. It's not my anticipation is going to be at 10 for it.
Okay.
So it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Anything else, Portia?
There's a person saying also Ambrose could win and head to Mania, win there, and then set up a triple threat with Reigns and returning Rollins. So I guess
that's still too soon.
Double duty.
That's too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rollins isn't nowhere near ready.
No.
No.
He. That's sad.
What's your anticipation level for the entire show?
For the entire show? 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Either 5 or 6.
I'm at about a 5.
Yeah?
Have you had everything up? Averages out to about 5.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. The only thing I'm looking forward to, up until 2 weeks ago, I really didn't care about anything about this. But after what happened to Ambrose on Raw, and what they've been hitting at with him for the last week or so, 2 weeks, it's really got my anticipation, my curiosity, seeing what's going to really come out of this outcome of this main event match. It could go either way.
Yeah.
Brock can win it. Ambrose can win it. Reigns can win it. It can go either way.
If Brock wins it, I can see Roman and Dean having some sort of match. Not because they turned on each other, but maybe as number one contender and the Authority set it up and they're trying to stir the pot. I can see that happening. But if Roman wins, I can see Brock and Dean having a match. If Dean wins, I can see Brock and Roman having a match at Mania. The two losers could very well have a match at Mania.
Yeah, they could. We'll see. It's like I said, it's still
there's a lot of booking that can be still done.
And I just hope WWE is going to be smart about it.
Yeah.
I know. That's a good one. Let's put a lot of faith in there.
Wade Barrett's leaving in June.
Aw.
Does anybody care?
I care a little.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. He had so much potential. He could have been good.
Had.
Yeah, I know.
And that was for like 5 years.
Yeah.
We were still like, oh man, he still has that potential.
Yeah.
He's had failed gimmick. He's had title wins that meant nothing.
Yeah.
Like.
And he's injury prone.
Nothing against the guy. I mean, I'm sure. I saw him on a ride along with him and Sheamus. That was funny. Like, he seemed like a good guy.
I've met the guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, but
his time in the WWE universe just needs to go somewhere else.
Oh.
Every time they've given him something, the best thing he had was the Bad News Barrett, and they took that away from him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They tried to...
He should have never lost against Cena at that TLC match.
No, the Nexus should have never lost that 7-on-7, that SummerSlam.
Yeah.
It's true. He never should have disbanded the core.
No, he should have disbanded.
There's been enough of these. He shouldn't have. To add it up, we could have. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, sarcasm went past these two. Okay.
Yeah. Sure. So.
All right. What's next?
Maybe Titus will be joining him. What happened?
Titus tried to tickle Vince. I don't understand what he tried to do, but he put his hands on Vince and Vince didn't like it.
One of the reports I read was, Vince and Stephanie were walking up to the entranceway, and Titus jokingly was pulled Vince aside and said, ladies first. Wow. He's trying to be cute and whatever and have Stephanie go first, being a gentleman or whatever. And apparently maybe jerked too hard or it was inappropriate at the time for what it was. And that's when Vince snapped. I saw Vince shove him.
Right. You know, NBA that, Jam style.
That's the style that, that's the report that I read was that's what he did. But
yeah.
Would he get the suspension if this wasn't on air?
Probably not. I don't know. It's because it wasn't Vince. It wasn't meant to be aired. So wrong place, wrong time, wrong person.
Yeah.
It's your boss. I mean, granted, if stuff happens behind the scenes and not in front of the crowds, then maybe it'll be okay. But
if you're in the arena and you're in wrestling tights, dumbass, you're on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I agree. It doesn't get any easier than that.
Yeah.
You know, as much of a good guy as Titus is, and as a good sense of humor he has, and Thaddeus, as good a guy as Thaddeus is, dude, no, you're on the clock. You don't do that to anybody, whether it's Vince or somebody on the soundcheck. Like, you just don't. He had it coming. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, Vince is known to be a prankster and joker in the back, with the boys. But again, that's backstage. It's off air. Yeah. Don't cross the boss. But the thing about this story isn't that what he did was the reaction from within WWE. First, the 9-day suspension.
Yeah,
people got outrage on that. Went to
60.
Well, it got reduced to 60, but that was after because the news or I can't remember what outlet it was that actually posted the story.
Yeah,
kind of made WWE look like the bad guys over here. But
yeah,
I think, yeah, wrong place, wrong time. I agree with that. I'm not sure if a 60-90-day suspension, especially at WrestleMania time, taking all that, you know, that's food from your table on that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Probation or, you know, let them work house shows, something. But don't, I mean...
Come on.
It's not like he like... picked up Vince and threw him off the ramp or something, you know?
Yeah,
it's just,
if anybody needed it, not.
Yeah. But, you know, I just think that that's, six, even 60 days, that's, come on.
Yeah.
But whatever, I don't work there, so whatever.
Yeah.
Finally, the news broke while we were, well, it broke a while ago, but some of y'all didn't notice this until we started eating earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The cruiserweight are back.
Sort of.
Yeah. Kind of.
Sort of.
Wednesday, July 13th, the Global Cruiserweight Series at Full Sail.
Wait. Global Force Wrestling? What?
Global Cruiserweight Series.
So Jeff Jarrett's not involved.
No. What's a Global Force?
I don't know. It has something to do with TNA.
The Global Cruiserweight Series. 30 wrestlers.
30?
30.
Wow. From all around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like World Series.
So they're bringing back their Cruiserweight division? And
maybe.
And a title?
Kinda.
Maybe.
Are
no?
They?
No. No? No? Why not? Bastards. Just to why? Work. Why go through all of the trouble to getting all these motherfuckers together?
I've said it before. I always contracts. Thought the Cruiserweight division was NXT.
Right? It's a new title for NXT. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay. So what are they actually doing? They're coming back. What are they
30
doing?
Wrestlers, and they're having a tournament to determine tournament the best
on the network
in the world.
Only.
Yeah.
Like bragging rights, pretty much.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. But they're not doing anything with the division. It's not like a title or anything like that.
Why not 32? Why 30?
Yeah.
That's a bad bracket.
Yeah. It is. Are you sure about this?
Somebody's going to get a bye.
I read the numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah. One last question as we end the WWE talk. Who is going to be the recipient of the Vincent J. McMahon Award?
Vincent J. McMahon. That's who they said.
No, that's the name of the award.
Yeah, but they said that they're giving it to him, too.
Did they?
Yeah.
No.
No? What?
It's a Vincent J. McMahon Legacy Award, and somebody is receiving it this Monday on Raw.
Oh, that's I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Who? Okay, it's either going to be, like, Vince himself, you know, or it's going to be, like, fucking Bo Dallas. Like, it's going to be, like, this super prestigious thing that some heel is giving to himself.
I'm going to disagree with that, just what? Because McMahon himself isn't going to put his name on something that's going to be a joke.
Let alone his dad's name.
Exactly.
Okay. Better not be a joke.
So who's legit winning it, then?
Not Howard Finkel.
I don't know where they're going with this, though.
It could be either just part of a storyline or it could be a legitimate Hall of Fame award.
It could. The way they're presenting it from Cole, the way he's talking about it could be. Porsche, what are you doing?
No, I'm sorry. People are getting Titus.
Titus is getting it?
Fuck that.
Nice.
I'm going to go out on a limb. DDP.
DDP. Okay. I mean, that'd be nice. But he'd probably get the Warrior Award before he gets anything like that. They were kind of making this award sound like a lifetime achievement type award.
I'm gonna go. That's the vibe that I got from it. And with that being said, I'm gonna go out on a further, smaller, more brittle limb. Hulk Hogan.
Oh, get the fuck out of here!
Are you fucking fuck fuck right in the ass? No.
What better?
San Martino.
Look. No, I'm serious. Look how much shit that WWE got for wiping him out over some comments that he made years ago. Hulk Hogan is Hulk Hogan. If you think back to the 80s, that's if you want what?
Yeah, I guess.
Look, just because you weren't born around the time that Hogan was around, doesn't mean that he doesn't have proper legacy for it.
Yeah,
that's the end of the WWE talk. You guys want to take a break?
I guess we were done.
I guess so. Do you have anything else?
Porsche, do we have anything else from the listeners? Or viewers, I should say.
Yes. From the viewers, one says Triple H will win it.
And... Triple H will win what?
You said that.
Oh, that award?
Oh, if it's part of the storyline.
Yeah.
Triple H will win it. Yeah, and then the winner of the triple threat would come out and break it. And that's like the way to start the feud. No, it's personal. You broke my daddy-in-law's, grandpa-in-law's award.
Rabble, rabble.
Yeah. Anything else? Let's see. What are these plebeians?
No, they're taking too long. No, that's it.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, something about Lucha Underground, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
get to Lucha
Underground. Settle. We'll get to Lucha. Hold your horses. Don't make Porsche talk.
What?
What?
Yeah, Lucha Underground's coming up after the break.
Break?
Break. Break.
Ready? Break.
In a world where two friends...
This is Mandy.
And this is Aaron.
Two chick friends decide to have a podcast about geeky stuff.
Say something into the microphone, mother...
Join us for danger.
Ah, spiders!
Oh god, they're made out of metal and stone and they're the size of cartwheels.
It's on my face, struggling like Joffrey at a wedding and he's ripping at his throat. Big help me!
And it's full of demons.
It's full of demons.
Romance.
There was this really hot chick down by the river and she took her clothes off and I had to have a tumble.
Asking the hard questions.
Why would they spend half a chapter talking about a rock that fell over?
This is CastroQuest.
This is an awesome story.
I know, right?
I can't wait to see it when it comes out on video.
Hey everyone, check out our podcast, Pop Culture Rewind, where you can join myself, Xavier, and sometimes even Chris, as we talk about our favorite movies, TV shows, cartoons, music, video games, and much, much more. So always check us out at PopCultureRewind.com. You can find us on iTunes and the Stitcher Radio app. And always remember to pop your culture.
This is Jeff.
This is Aaron.
And this is Deep in the Heart of Texas Podcast. If you like films that are full of blood, guts, and gore, and...
whores! If you like boobs, if you like women, you like the Scream Queens, the Scream Kings...
Movie reviews...
and toys, and collectibles...
then look no further than this horror podcast.
Check us out on Facebook, social media sites, Podbean, iTunes.
Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Bring the whores... we'll bring the funny,
and we will keep it scary.
Hey, this is Frankie Kazarian, one half of The Addiction, the best tag team in the biz, Ness, and you're listening to Houston Wrestling Radio.
Because we are.
Ah, we are. Okay, yeah, let's kick this
I've been
this
trying
bit.
To tell you that, yes.
All right, well, and we are back.
Nice. Yes.
There you go.
Lucha Underground! Pendejo!
Oh, God, that hair.
Cobra meh.
Meh?
Meh is in your hair. Yes.
Get the hell out of here. I loved her.
She's a sexy beast, but once the match started going, it was really slow paced. She was whiffing a lot of the moves. I was paying attention. I was not impressed. My first impression for her, that's a legit strike one for season two of Lucha for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you're a damn fool. I loved it. I loved what she was doing. I didn't
I'm
really
a snake.
See. Yeah, it was cool. It's different.
Whoa! Pump the brakes.
Have me a mouth.
Pump the fucking brakes. You can't say that about being a snake. We got fucking dragons. She's wrestling a fucking tiger for God's sake.
Did you see how he tapped out? He didn't tap out. He scratched out. Come on. Literally, that's what he did. He went like that. He didn't go like that. He went like that. He scratched.
We had a vignette back thing about the Astro... What the...
Yeah, Aerostar.
A millennia ago.
A millennia ago. The motherfucker flew away.
Yeah.
And he flew away so hard he went back in time.
Lucha!
Still not impressed. Sorry.
Duh.
That's strike one.
Everything up until now, he can take.
Oh, yeah, but...
Some fine
chick.
Then.
It is a hot shit.
Y'all some mentioned... chick acting like a snake.
She's not even that hot. She's a 6 out of 10.
She's hotter than you.
My radiator is hotter than me. It doesn't matter. Oh. That's moot at this point. Yeah. She's on the roster with...
It's your fucking broke back and hernia.
At least I'm not broke wallet.
Oh!
Low blow, man. Low blow.
She's competing for my sperm with Mil Muertes' chick.
Yeah.
Sexy Star.
Yeah.
And Ivelisse.
Uh-huh.
She needs a lot more than that.
They ain't enough to go around?
Okay. Yeah, okay. You make a good point. She's got some good competition.
Yeah.
She's a 4 out of 10 compared to the knockout.
But I'm not going to knock that against her or the character or anything.
I just need to see more. It left me wanting a little bit more. So
not in the good way.
Not in a good way.
Okay. Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Evans versus Drago, then.
Oh! Oh! Yes. Yes.
Evans versus Drago. He fought a dragon? He flew like this?
Yeah, he kind of did. He fought a dragon.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He fought a dragon.
Yeah, he was a cool looking dragon.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Porsche, be quiet.
You're so mean. All right. So, I really enjoyed the match. Match of the week candidate, maybe pick. I'm not sure. I don't know. What should we? What's your?
That was a good match, but I kind of expected it from them too. I do have another pick. My match of the week pick was actually the main event of this week's episode of Lucha.
Coronel versus Phoenix, last luchador standing.
Yes, and it went between knowing the history of them two characters. With the addition of Stryker and Vampiro telling a story for them. And them actually having the psychology in the ring going back and forth. And then that finish.
Was this better than the first match?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. That ending of the match, at first I was kind of worried because it kind of like, the match kind of stopped for him to get the table and everything.
Yeah.
So I was like,
to get to the spot.
But when that spot hit,
oh,
I didn't think he was going to fall the way he fell.
He off the ladder into the table.
It was gross.
It was.
Yeah.
There was no give.
I think I jumped a little bit.
Well, so the ladder table coming versus, down on top of him,
table
too.
Versus gravity, you're going to lose every time.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know, actually, with the way it was set up, I wasn't exactly sure what they were going to do. And that Indian, it threw me off. So, he got thrown off. But point is, it was a good Indian, good match. My match of the week.
For a last luchador standing, I like the fact that the announcers put over that Cuerno knew that he wasn't dead yet, so he wasn't going to waste time waiting for the referee to count for eight.
Yeah.
And there was a lot less of this as opposed to like a lot of other last man standing matches we've had lately on wrestling television.
Because they were doing it at the beginning of the match. Like, they would do a couple big hits, and, you know, they would start counting. And then once you realize that wasn't working, that's to your point, that's what happened.
Yeah.
It's a candidate, but it's not my pick.
What's your pick?
We'll get there. Okay. Is that your pick, too?
That might be. I think I might be convinced for that to be my pick.
Ooh, very nice. Next week, Tuba versus Pentagon, one-on-one.
Whoa!
I think that's my match of the week already.
Your segment of the week was the Dudleys on SmackDown.
Uh-huh.
My consideration, maybe my pick for segment of the week.
Uh-huh.
Officer Joey Ryan.
Yes!
who didn't just at least grin but laugh whenever you saw...
Old school Magnum P.I. porno mustache 80s rockabilly. Yeah,
Joey Ryan.
If he rolls up in a Ferrari F40, I'm sold. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Porn stash. Oh my god, yeah.
Would that have worked if we didn't know who Joey Ryan was?
It still would have worked for this.
It would have got my attention.
Yeah, it would have worked for the fact that Bale's an undercover cop? What?
Yeah, that's another... Like, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
Bale's an undercover cop. Okay, Joey Ryan! That was a second, right?
Shut up.
Well, what'd you think of it?
Dude, I was blown away.
Yeah.
Like, first I was like, what is this office? Who's this talk? What's going on? Like, it was a little...
My internet feed got scrambled with NYPD Blue all of a sudden.
Yeah, like, what's going on? Like, this doesn't seem like it should be in the Lucha Underground world. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, wait, he's a cop? Wait, undercover? What? He what? Huh? Huh? And my brain just exploded.
And enjoy, right? Enjoy, right? And there went the rubber.
Yeah. It was a double mind blow, I tell you, man. It was crazy.
Yeah, and it was just, again, just genius.
Yeah.
On them taking a small, not throwaway, but it was a big part of the reveal of Dario's brother.
Yeah.
Him eating a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then one of the survivors happens to be
undercover cop.
Yeah.
And like he even brought it up. He was like, you know, it's all his dude. How do you put it? I saw him eat a man in front of my eyes.
He got eaten up.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy.
That's it for Lucha.
I feel like we just kind of blew through Lucha. I know we talked about everything, but I don't know. Lucha's just so good. I'm upset when it's done. Was there any Lucha talk on the ones and twos back there, Portia?
Let's see. The only thing of Lucha talk was, I guess, The Rock gives his seal of approval. But that's about it.
The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
There was a picture that The Rock tweeted of him working out, and he's wearing a Lucha Underground shirt.
Oh. Well, that's cool. Yeah.
NXT! Who saw NXT?
I think I did.
I did.
It was such a long time ago. What was the main event? What happened?
Bayley versus Carmella.
Oh, yes, I did watch this. Yeah. That was this past week? I thought it was 2 weeks ago.
Match of the week candidate.
Really?
Your idea a few weeks ago, I forget what match. I think it was Styles and Jericho that you had as match of the week candidate, not because of what you saw, but because of what you didn't see. The potential of there being more to the feud. And we're actually getting, we have already gotten at least one more match, maybe two. They left so much on the table with Bayley and Carmella that just what they had in those 10 or 12 minutes in that match, I want to see this again, oddly enough.
Really?
Yeah. I was very entertained with what I saw.
Okay.
Between those two. The chemistry is there, obviously, because they're friends and they hang around a lot. I want to see more of this. And then, to add fuel to the fire, Nia Jax.
Yep.
Eva Marie,
yep.
They come out,
yep.
And it's before Travis starts to puke. Asuka!
Yes.
Yeah.
Asuka saved that ending for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've expressed my...
Disgust, disdain, overall bleh.
Yeah.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Overall bleh.
You, and, this way.
Yeah, Eva Marie's is useless. When it comes to just being...
useless!
I could find a couple of things for her to do. She didn't even have to move.
No, on my TV screen. On wrestling screen. No, she's... There's the promo on the network and on TV for Fastlane is Eva Marie being the fly girl with the little tight leotard whatever thing. That's what she needs to be doing. Just have
with her back turned and quiet.
Yeah. Have her just...
Because she's an ironing board from the front anyway, so...
No, she's not.
What? No. What? You know what an ironing board is?
Ones that you buy at the dollar store are completely different.
They probably feel like sandbags, too. So, yeah. No, she's useless. Get her off my screen. Nia Jax, I've already expressed what I think about her. Yeah, no. But Asuka.
Oh,
God. 22, bitch.
Doesn't have to say a word or do anything, and she saves the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way, you know, she fended off kind of by intimidation, Nia Jax and Eva Marie was come to be expected. She turned around and she gave Bayley the old evil eye.
The old stinky face.
And patted, you know, the belt and gave her the smile of death. Ooh. Oh, yeah.
So there's an odd person out here because we have two heels, we have two faces, but now we have Asuka.
Yeah.
Is she just like in the middle of all this? Or
yeah.
Are we going to see someone else added into this?
Asuka don't need no friends.
Yeah. Asuka don't need no nothing.
So she's neutral.
She'd kick anybody's ass.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doubting that.
Japanese style, bitch.
Feel better.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. Baron Corbin against Johnny Wrestling.
Actually, I like that match a lot.
I did too.
I thought it was really good. I think Johnny Wrestling, Gargano, I think he had a really good showing.
Yeah, I mean, it shows how talented he is by carrying Corbin.
Yeah. That slingshot into the ring spear? Holy crap, that was cool.
Yeah.
As much shit that we give the NXT Full Sail people, being there at the CFE Arena, that crowd was on fire to just boo the shit out of Corbin. I loved it thoroughly.
What else was on NXT?
Worth mentioning? Nothing.
Nah.
There's a tag team match. Hype Bros versus Jobbers.
Again.
Yeah.
The Jobbers weren't even tall enough for the top rope. Like, there were a pair of Malinkos in the ring against the Hype Bros. Like, okay.
Maybe they'll be in the Cruiserweight tournament.
Yeah. They'll probably fall short. Anybody watch Ring of Honor?
Nope.
Oh, come the fuck on. NWA Invasion. The NWA light heavyweight title was Owens was the champion. Chase Owens.
Yeah.
Chase Owens against Kincaid.
Jason Kincaid, the gift. Yeah. Jason Kincaid.
He was actually in the top prospect tournament.
Ooh.
Against Leo Rush.
Who?
I've never heard of him either. Okay. But it was freaking gold.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Leo rushed it.
Fuck. I don't care.
That's a match of the week candidate for me.
Oh, okay.
Decent tag match between Silas and Beer City Bruiser against
Silas Bob.
I was gonna say Silas Bob, yeah.
Silas
Caprice
Bob
Coleman Burgers. And Ferraro.
That needs to be his new gimmick.
Silas Bob.
Instead of Silas Young or Silas whatever the fuck his name is, Silas Bob.
See, he just doesn't speak, has a trench coat.
Yeah, a trench coat, backwards cap. A
little cigarette.
Yeah. Who would be his J?
One of the boys.
No, there's two of them. Ooh, a turn for Dalton Castle. He'd be Jay.
He'd be Jay?
Speaking of BJ, what? BJ Whitmer.
I didn't say BJ.
No, because he'd be Jay. He said he'd be Jay.
He'd be Jay?
Yeah, so BJ. Speaking of BJ.
He'd be Jaying.
Yeah.
What?
So finally.
Do you have any listeners left?
Carino came out to the ramp and called out Whitmer.
Yeah.
He found somebody that wants his hands on Whitmer just as bad as Carino does.
Okay, who?
Adam Page.
Why?
Turned on Whitmer.
What? Okay.
Did it make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did it make sense? Why do we care? Dude, it's Adam Page. He's not the best Adam.
Match of the week candidate, the Young Bucks against ACH and Matt Sydal.
Okay, yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
ACH and Matt Sydal.
Yeah, why are we talking about that?
ACH and Matt Sydal went over on the Bucks, and the Bucks are the current junior GHC champions. IWGP junior heavyweight champions.
Tag?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And wow. ACH and Sydal went over.
Nice.
So
was this a feud or is this a match?
It could be.
What is this?
What's going on? This coming weekend, New Japan Pro Wrestling has an Honor Rising event in Japan with Ring of Honor co-promoting. There could be a rematch for the tag titles.
Cool.
Yeah. Speaking of the devil, my match of the week pick.
Oh.
So AJ and Nakamura left. Awesome. They left the Intercontinental title in limbo.
Uh-huh.
So at the New Beginning pay-per-view on Valentine's, Kenny Omega defeated Hiroshi Tanahashi.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And he is the new Intercontinental AWGP champion.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
The cleaner.
Mm-hmm. El Limpiador.
Si.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my match of the week pick.
That good, huh?
I wish y'all would have seen it.
Well, we didn't.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Not like y'all don't have the means.
Yeah, he's right. You could watch
it. He's his own boss, and he had President's Day off. It's not like y'all couldn't find the time.
I didn't even know what's going on.
Yeah, I need some kind of promotional thing to tell me what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, hey, this weekend, Honor Rising is going to be on the New Japan World Network. And then the week after that, it's ROH's 14th anniversary pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. And there's some New Japan guys in there.
Ah, so.
And then after that, War of the Worlds.
Ugh.
So there's like a lot of New Japan sex with Ring of Honor in the next couple of weeks.
Ugh. Sounds like a lot of work. That's what it sounds like to me.
Sounds like a long time.
Oh, asshole. Yes.
Take a fork in it. It's done.
Do we just kind of blow through all that? Wow, are we done? Wow.
It's only 16 minutes.
Jesus. All right, Portia, give us some filler.
Today it's overflowing over there. You want filler?
Shut up. Did anybody say anything to us that needs to be said?
Balor is back on the road.
Really?
Yep.
Okay, cool. That's good.
Yeah, it's Valley Rock and Roll.
Who told us that? Was that Bacon?
Maybe.
I bet it's Bacon.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you're a stalker.
Yeah, stalker.
You leave new Becky Lynch.
She's
alone.
Getting into yeah.
Femme Balor.
She's getting into
shape. Yeah. Yeah.
She's doing yoga now.
Yeah. Right? She's trying to get that turkey bacon mode. You know, it's easier for the cholesterol.
Turkey bacon.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She can catch him faster.
Yeah. Is that it, Travis?
No. Was that it, Porsche? Was there more people?
I'm looking.
To hell with that. We're going to just roll right into this. Walking Dead.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, spoilers. So many spoilers.
Walking Dead.
Wait, you haven't seen?
No, I've seen. I'm just letting everyone know.
Oh, you're letting them know spoilers, yes.
You've had 2 days. There's no excuse.
Spoilers.
Walking Dead.
So many spoilers.
You can speak.
Man, I don't know where to. I'm so glad that Abraham showed up with the machine gun, but where the fuck did they come out with the machine gun? Know where to aim, who to shoot, who not to shoot. How did Glenn know to duck at the precise time? Like, it was a bit of a reach.
It's wrestling.
It's not wrestling. We're talking about fucking.
It's Walking Dead.
Walking Dead.
Well, I can't explain all that, but Glenn wasn't ducking. He was, like, leaning down because he's about to get his ass bit.
I guess so.
So. But they did it. They waited. They like to wait.
Turn him into Mugu Guy Pan.
I'm glad that little fucker died.
Which little fucker?
The kid.
Oh.
He was getting on my last
goddamn
nerve.
The two kids, both kids died. Yeah. I like that.
Sam and Porchstick Jr.
I don't like the fact that the...
I would have wanted Carl and the other kid rivalry to keep going a little bit longer.
Fuck that, no. No, the love interest for
yeah,
Rick.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah, I like her. Yeah. I didn't want to
see... She dead, too.
Yeah.
She got eaten out.
She got ate.
Whoa.
She got got.
All right.
She got. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was funny because they're all, like, all these people that Rick said were useless were getting their asses bitten, like, left and right.
Well, they were the useless ones.
And, of course, the one fucking kid with the gun, he shot...
Carl. Yeah. Oh, man.
Ryan the Aho.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, he did shoot his eye out.
I know the CGI is not going to be there for him to look completely like he does in the book. Because in the book, he can see through his head.
Really?
Through the hole. Yeah. It's like decayed and everything. And he's still alive. And he winds up getting a patch. They'll probably just stick him with a patch.
Yeah.
But still, yeah.
He'll be Governor Jr.
Yeah. Ugh. Was that the best show ever of Walking Dead?
I'd say so. I'd say it's pretty high up there.
The only problem is how you follow that next week.
With 2 or 3 episodes of walking and talking. Because you have to recoup from all this
awesomeness. Yeah.
So, yeah, they're going to be sitting around talking. They're going to be in that same little room. At the end of the room where they're all sitting around and Rick's in there talking to Carl and they're just hanging out. That's going to be the all next episode.
Yeah.
Book it.
You know...
Like in Herschel's farm?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I was very proud of Eugene. Eugene kills, you know...
Fuck Eugene.
What? Like, he got shut down as like, you know, maybe I should go. Like, shut up, Eugene. You're stupid.
So and he
like,
was a pussy against one zombie and now with 100 out there, he's going to become Rambo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I kind of didn't buy that.
No?
Yeah.
No.
Kind of didn't.
Okay.
Or all the villagers coming out and...
Yeah.
All of a sudden...
And I mean, Father they were Gabriel.
Like, no, not only that, dude, these people were like taking zombies out. It's not like they were being, you know...
They didn't struggle.
Yeah. There was no... They were like automatic killing machines.
Adrenaline's a hell of a drug.
I guess.
It's like the zombie version of hate fucking right there. They just went out there and just beat the shit out of every single person out there.
Yeah?
Yeah. And how credible is Negan's group if they could just get blowed the fuck up by one rocket launcher?
Well, one rocket launcher.
No one really wins against a rocket launcher, Chris.
Yeah. Haven't you played Halo?
What's that? I'm a Call of Duty guy.
Actually, I have...
Fine, I'm a Battlefield guy.
No!
Actually, I have an issue with that whole scene with the rocket launcher. What?
Battlefield. Battlefield, ugh.
You okay?
You don't even like Jordan Sparks?
Oh,
the show's
5 points
off the rails
for the American
so
Idol reference. Yeah.
As
you were saying.
Is it up to me to save this shithole?
Yes, please, right. Please, Travis, please.
How did Daryl take out that dude? How did they have a scuffle behind that without anybody hearing them or knowing what the hell was going on?
Knife right up Main Street.
No, he was getting he was in a scuffle. He got stabbed in the back. I mean, there was something going on back there.
Somebody saw the rocket launcher and is like, oh shit, I need to get... That's what happened.
I don't know. It would just seem
I mean,
too...
he managed to get stabbed in the back, so yeah.
Daryl's a badass.
Apparently, a silent badass as well. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. No, I see what you're.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, Travis.
Because the whole explosion, then about it, you know, he's about to shoot both of them, and then all of a sudden, boom! Just like,
yeah.
Okay.
Like you didn't see somebody step out from behind the vehicle with a big ass bazooka. Yeah.
Like we didn't see it because we're the viewer. Like, but why did any of his dudes that were facing
that
same direction
that he's pointing at us? Yeah.
Why is he back there? Where's our guy?
That
peekaboo. Yeah.
See, people like to just, you know, ride, you know, Walking Dead's cock just to do it. But like, it's not a perfect show. It's pretty bad, people.
It's not that bad.
It's pretty bad.
It's not that bad.
Okay, Chris, what are you doing?
It's not as good as the book.
Where are you at in books?
Good.
130.
Are you still consistently reading it?
Off and on, yeah. Like, I missed a big chunk between 80 and 90-something. Then the introduction to Negan. And Lucille.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lucille's sexy.
Mm-hmm. I think I know about Lucille.
Yeah. You've seen what I've been through the last couple of weeks. You know I like it hardcore.
Well, if that haircut says anything...
No, it doesn't.
All
right. It says cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Should we go
home?
It says
Vicodin's a hell of an addiction.
Are we done? We're done.
In more ways than one.
Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
Chica-chica.
Pop culture.